Greg Tilka, and I am a professor and nematology research and extension educator at Iowa State University.
Greg, I came across an article indicating that harvest time, the fall, is a good time to test for soybean cyst nematode. Why is that?
Well, Mark, I guess the short answer is that it provides information for the farmer to consider when planning next year's crop, but it also may provide information for the farmer to use to explain this year's crop. And the reason there's two slightly different answers to that question is because fall is a perfect time to sample both fields that had soybeans grown in it this year and also fields that had corn grown in it this year that will be planted to soybeans next year. So when farmers sample fields that have had soybeans this year, the results will maybe help them explain their yields in 2018. And the sample results collected from fields that had corn stalks or corn grown this year will let them know what's lying in wait for next year's soybean crop if they grow soybeans in that field.
For farmers that aren't familiar with an SCN test, walk us through the process and also the expense of it and what they need to know.
Well, fortunately, the process of collecting the sample is very similar to sampling for soil fertility. We'd like the farmers or agronomists who are sampling for farmers to use a soil probe. Typically, that's a 1-inch diameter tube. We'd like soil cores to a total depth of 6 to 8 inches deep. And we'd like cores collected kind of in a zigzag pattern, up to 20 cores representing one single sampling area. So you really shouldn't collect 20 cores from an 80-acre field. We would like that field divided up into four sampling zones. And how to divide those fields up for sampling really should be based on if there's topographical features or cropping history differences. I encourage the farmers or agronomists to use their agronomic common sense to decide how to cut up a field. But you get the best results collecting up to 20 soil cores, 6 to 8 inches deep, from an area no larger than 20 acres per sample.
What can you tell us about SCN pressure in 2018?
Well, in 2018, the SCN situation, I guess, remains to be seen until we start getting our own fall soil sample results back. But in Iowa, we started off with a really hot spring, and so we saw SCN females on the roots of soybeans earlier than I've ever seen in my 28 years here at Iowa State. But then we had a very wet June, and then a dry July, and maybe a wet August. And soybean cyst nematode is very much a creature of environment, and it thrives in hot, dry soils, and it doesn't thrive, but still keeps chugging away in soils that are kind of wet. So that obviously is going to vary from specific location to location as well. But in areas where there were lots of several weeks in a row of hot, dry conditions, the nematode numbers could be surprisingly high this fall.
And coming back to management, identifying areas where there is pressure, but then also the genetics, it sounds like that's really the one way that you can try to control SCN is through the genetics.
Well, there's actually the way we've controlled it in the past is through genetics, resistant varieties, and that's created a bit of a problem. It worked wonderfully for a couple decades, but almost all resistant soybeans had the same set of resistance genes, and over time, SCN has become resistant to the resistance in most of the upper Midwest. And so we need to broaden our management perspective now and look for soybean varieties that have an uncommon type of resistance called Peking. And the common type of resistance is PI88788. So people usually just remember that there's lots of eights in the common type of resistance. They should look for Peking varieties with Peking resistance. It's just like the city in China. But then they've got to really think about other things, really think hard about growing non-host crops like corn, small grains. And then we have these new nematode protectant seed treatments that can be added to the resistant soybean seed. And so we need need to broaden our reliance, our management toolbox, if you will, to include as many things as possible.
Anything else on SEN that you want to make sure we talk about today?
I guess I'll double back, Mark, to I didn't answer the second half of your question about sampling. You ask about cost. And of course, it depends on what lab gets the soil sample. But in general, the cost of an SCN soil sample is between $20 and $35. And if you have that sample represent 20 acres, like I recommended earlier, that's about $1 an acre. And so people may think that an SCN sample fee is expensive, but it's really only $1 an acre. And when you consider the yield loss potential of being 10, 15, 20 bushels per acre or more, it's a small price to pay to know what you've got waiting for you in your field.